welcome to Shug It Out, your favorite radio station. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Radio, Medford's Tufts, first favorite and only freeform radio. For legal reasons, I actually don't know if the first and third things are true. So Shug It Out will be back with you shortly. We are just waiting on some technical things. So please enjoy these next few groovy songs until then.
We could gather, throw a fit. Up to bar and Katie bars and kitchen signs, but not me. City chop of the big key, a waste of time sitting still. I'm the sun and you can read. I'm the sun.
Shug It Out is back. We are here. Say hi.
I can't hear myself think.
Hello, it's Sabrina, your favorite of the two hosts.
That's not true.
And
The better one. I think it's like thing one, thing two, except you're not thing two, you're like thing 10 or something like that. So it's just,
I'm actually case zero.
Yeah.
I'm the first most important thing here. So remember that.
You're talking like my mother. It's a little bit terrifying to be entirely honest.
If you're still here.
She hasn't stopped listening to the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all can hear my dry lips through the microphone. But if you can
explain how that would work. Explain the logistics on hearing dry lips.
So dry that they could go through, what's the word? They could traverse different planes of fields, anyways.
No. We're not moving on from that. We're not going from your interdimensional dry lips.
Literally interdimensional.
That is not what's happening.
That's what it feels like. I didn't bring my Vaseline, so.
Well, you should feel bad about that, I think.
Yeah, no, that's literally why I was warning them.
Oh, so. My bad. Sorry. Yeah. Next time we'll get there. I know you have Vaseline.
You're actually canceled from the show. There's cameras here.
You did not point at the only camera in this entire room.
You guys, this is why I'm Thing Zero. I'm so funny.
Call yourself Thing Zero?
I said that. I'm case number zero, patient number zero. I'm like COVID zero.
No, No. Let's just leave some dead air for a second just to process what you just said.
That's actually illegal.
No, don't say anything.
Oh.
Christ. Okay. I got a question for you. I got a decent question for you guys. I'm curious for your input on it.
Question mark, exclamation point?
Mostly
question mark.
Exclamation point. We can leave that in there. I want to know that you're excited.
I'm more like confusedly excited. I'm like, oh, a question. Like that. Like whenever you get socks for Christmas. I wouldn't know. I don't celebrate.
You did not just call me socks for Christmas.
Oh my God, socks for Christmas would be a much better name than Shrug It Out. Y'all, hold on. I'm going to tell the folks.
They were listening. You said it into the microphone.
No, I'm telling them about Shrug It Out. Y'all, Shrug It Out was supposed to be a placeholder name. Okay? We were doing our little form, and then I was like, oh, what should the name be? And then David didn't say anything, and I was like, oh my God, what? And then I was talking to like our trainer, and then he was like, oh, you could just put like whatever, you could change it later. I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked at David, and I was like, what do you want to put? And then he shrugged, and I was like, Shrug It Out. And then David's like Thug It Out. And I'm like, do you get it? Because like that was like the bit for the day, just like blank it out, like Thug It Out, right? And so I put that in there as a joke. Assuming that we were going to change it out later, we could have been like, okay, so we could have been socks on Christmas or for Christmas, whatever. But then David was like, oh my God, this is actually such a good name. And then
it's a great name.
Like, no, it's not.
It's fantastic.
It's objective. Our name doesn't even go past the sheet. Our name is so long. Our name is Shrug It Out, parentheses, like Thug It Out, comma, do you get it? Question mark, open parentheses, or close parentheses.
I think it's a great name. I think it has a lot of personality, and it's like my child. It's like you're insulting my child right in front of me, except you're the one who came
up
with it.
I'm just playing. I love Shrug It Out now. I'm like a mother who like didn't want the kid at first, but then now she's like, oh, okay.
That is a wild thing to say.
You said that they're the kid.
But you made it into like an abuse case is the big difference between the two of us.
I'm not abusive towards Shrug It Out. I love her.
You've been talking mad stuff about her for the past couple of weeks.
You all the time.
Yeah, but you genuinely hate me.
They weren't supposed to know that. They were supposed to think they were friends.
It's like you know, as soon on air we joke around, we have a good time, we turn it off. Yeah. It's immediate screaming. It's like
guys, the bit from last week was not a bit. That was real.
Yeah, I just said we just said the whole it was a bit just to save face, but yeah, it was actually terrible.
The bit wheel is not real.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's not pulled.
Do we have a gaslighting wheel? Where we just gaslight the viewers the whole time. Hey guys, y'all are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Harvard Freeform Radio.
All right, is that even legal? Are you allowed to say that?
For legal reasons, you guys, this is also a joke. I'm just really jokey today. Please do not send the cops my way.
Just feeling so silly, so
I'm
goofy.
I'm feeling really silly. Anyway, sorry.
The question.
Back to Planet.
Of course.
Yes.
So what do you think, when does a walk become a hike?
Oh, wait, hold on. I thought of something. Hold on.
Completely unrelated to Mike White. Did I just ask you a question and you ignored me right in front of me?
No, hold on. Okay, I want you to ask that again.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
When does... Okay, hang on, give her a second.
Okay.
No, you got it. No, just... Okay. Yeah. Okay. When does a walk become a hike?
So,
more dead air, I think. More silence. Okay. What if we just had for the bit wheel? What if it was just making noise?
And just like awkward and little crickets in the background.
It's like the hum of fluorescent lights in the background. That's all it is. Did you say you like that?
No, I just said the word homo.
My bad. Oh.
Love. Go gays.
You couldn't see it, but she just did the little fist. The fist, you know, empowered fist. That's great.
Anyways, okay, back to hiking.
Hang on. You know what? Let me think on the answer.
I have my answer.
Well, I was gonna. There it is. Okay. We got a quick PSA just to kill some time. So just numbers to think about: prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54, and the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. This was a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wait, hold on.
Don't do the thumb. Please don't do the TikTok, you know, thumb effect.
Oh, no. Also, that's a fine thumb effect. But.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay, can you read that last bit again?
Yeah. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Take it. No.
What? What are you trying to do?
No, wait.
What are you trying to do? Oh, thank you. Thank you. We have a live studio audience in here, actually. I think there are more people that recorded that audio than there are listening to the show right now. I'll be totally honest with you.
What are you talking about? I recorded that all by myself. Yeah. That's a lie, you guys, again, for legal reasons. That is applause sound effects by AriVal0 on YouTube.
Thank you, AriVal. Sorry, one more time.
AriVal0.
Shout out to AriVal0. I know they love watching the show. Long time listener, first time caller sort of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. They're listening in intensely, and they're like, oh my god, I can't wait for them to use my applause.
It's like, oh my god, finally!
Finally, someone appreciates my genius!
Alright, what's your answer?
We need to make a soundboard. Okay. I probably should have spent that time thinking.
You,
instead of being so funny.
I literally told you to listen. I literally told you to think, and you just ignored the one advice I gave.
No. I think that a walk becomes a hike whenever you go, like, uphill. Or, like, whenever you have to traverse upwards some. Like, I would consider, like, the walk from Harley to Ren, like, a small hike. Like, not a conventional hike, but, like, it's a hike nonetheless, because you're going, like, up and down.
Yeah. I'd say for me, a walk becomes a hike as soon as you go almost off trail, you know what I'm saying? As soon as it stops being paved to a certain degree, you know, and it goes up and down a little bit. I'd consider that a hike.
I feel like
that's more conventional definition.
I would consider that as like a conventional hike.
Yeah.
But like I agree. But also like if I was walking around like some small town in like New Hampshire or something and it was like paved road but it was like up and down windy whatever I would still consider that a hike.
I can accept that, but personally for me, I think I don't consider anything a hike if it's on paved roads or something like that. The phrase, you know, I had to hike the way over here stands for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think it just conventionally I have like different mindset.
Yeah, no, that's so fair.
We're just not the same.
We aren't. I'm actually better, so.
Okay, well, 1 month. Yeah, you have 1 month left.
And actually, I have March and part of April and also June.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? For giggles, I got July too. I'm just.
You don't get to call the American card. We're both.
No, I can't say that. I was about to say whose family crossed overseas to be here.
Both of ours.
I can't say that. But who's a woman?
My bad.
Mine.
Yeah, but you guys already get a month for that.
That is, who's Is there anything about Ethiopia in July?
There's definitely not. In America, we barely have our own, you know, we barely have any sort of appreciation.
Ethiopian New Year's is on September 9th. Fun fact, I think.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's September 11th. My bad. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The O's were great. Ethiopia in July. It's wintertime. You know what? It's wintertime, and that's the time where I used to go in Ethiopia when I was younger. So as remembrance of me going back home, that should be my month.
Dude, you keep this up.
And August is my sister's birthday.
I'm taking away like one of your months if you keep going like this, I swear.
I'm just saying, I have plenty to choose from. So August is my sister's birthday.
Uh-huh.
September is the start of school usually, so I need a month to like really settle in and stuff.
Okay.
October, like, I used to really love Halloween when I was younger, and I'm devastated that we stopped celebrating when my mom figured out it wasn't an American holiday. So
is it not an American? I feel like only Americans do Halloween, though. That's the issue.
She thought it was like a 4th of July deal.
You know? Like it was a celebration or something rather than just can't. Okay.
Yeah, she didn't know it was like a religious thing. She didn't know it was like a religious thing, but
just a little bit below the rib, yeah. Because I keep seeing myself spike. Because I'm a loud
me
individual.
When I spike.
Don't okay.
Me when I'm a little purple dragon from My Little Pony
did not
in 2010.
Just do that,
I am
man.
Spike. Yeah. Anyways,
I watched that by the way too. Listen.
What did you think? How was it?
Okay. If I was a kid, I still probably wouldn't have watched it because I would have been like, "This is too girly." But I
It's good,
it's a great kids show.
Yeah.
But why are you 22 and still watching this?
I don't watch it. Unless I'm depressed.
She just whispered. She turned off her mic and just whispered something over to me. I just want to make that perfectly clear.
No, you guys. I would never cheat on y'all. Y'all are my mains.
Cheat?
Real. Yeah. I don't watch it. I just think it's a really cute and good show. It's like Bluey, which you also still have to watch.
I'm not watching Bluey.
Guys, I'm going to get him. He pinky promised that he would watch Bluey last semester with me. If y'all haven't seen Bluey, listen, I know it's a kid's show, but they got some heavy stuff in there. Like, it's kind of dope, y'all. Like, it's like.
All right, you are not.
It goes so hard.
Hey, yo, bro, this stuff, just you wait and see. I'm going to put you on some new what? You cannot talk like that when talking about Bluey the... I almost said the bear.
Hey, y'all. Check this out. Oh, no. Y'all,
stop
I don't have
YouTube
the time. If you guys want to send in donation requests, listen to this. Y'all, it's going to get crazy. Hold on. Yeah! Ooh.
If I could reach across the sound, I would
turn off
your microphone real quick.
Hold on, we're almost there. Oh, wait, no, we're not. This is the extended version. Hold on, I'll skip to the end, you guys. Say it with me. I have a question for you.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
That was the Bluey segment, you guys. Catch us next week where we go to the Transformers section.
Mm.
But specifically the Transformers from like the really gross like Nickelodeon show in 2009.
No, that one's not funny. Don't say that. That's not funny.
Do you like Transformers?
No, I don't like that 2009 one.
Oh.
That one always freaked me out when I was a kid.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you know what I was talking about because I didn't. I just said, I don't remember actually what year it was made.
I don't remember
or if it was
either. I just accepted that it was 2009. I'm pretty sure it was Nickelodeon, though.
Yeah, it's probably Nick. It sounds like a Nick thing to do.
Universal and Nickelodeon had a thing for a while, so it probably makes sense.
That's fair. Have you seen the... there was... Dang nabbit. There's a new Nickelodeon show called Rock, Paper, Scissors or something like that, and it's about a rock, a paper, and scissors.
I thought you said E-Rock, like the country.
Iraq?
I thought you were like Iraq, and it's like that's not a show.
It's about Iraq and paper and scissors, and they're just bros hanging out, you know.
What?
Iraq, a paper and a scissor walking through the schoolyard. Or I had to PG it, but schoolyard's probably not. They walk into a Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm. What happens to that Chuck E. Cheese?
What happens to that Chuck E. Cheese, y'all?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Nothing happens.
Is that how the joke goes?
No, it's a bar.
Well, yeah, but we're not allowed to talk about that.
No, we're not allowed to talk about inebriation, but I don't think whatever. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Guys, cover your ears. I don't like cover your ears. Instead of
guys, stop listening. Tune out.
Everybody, actually change to 91.6 FM. I'm sure they're like way cooler.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Give us 5 minutes and then come back. Promise we'll be here.
Also, maybe close your eyes too. Like we get like a little shy.
You're driving.
Unless you're driving, like pull to the side of the road and then close your eyes.
Yeah.
Or if you're feeling frisky.
No.
Let's read another PSA.
Let's read another PSA about driving with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, never mind. The first thing that popped up is numbers to think about American alcohol consumption, and if that feels somehow topical.
Don't
wrong error. Texting while driving? That's topical. That's close.
That's close.
That's okay, basically close.
Just dogfold it. Make it into a paper airplane.
Also, real quick deviation for everybody listening. Yeah, guys, close your eyes and imagine this. Why do they all say no kill in the top right-hand corner?
Oh, this one, someone probably died.
Oh, like no... Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, trigger
context,
warning,
please,
by the way.
This is why I'm the smarter one here.
No, this is why you only read
the
PSAs
Jungkook.
And I do everything.
Oh my God, y'all! We're gonna have a K-pop episode.
Where did that come from? I love Jungkook.
It was. You remember the McDonald's, the like McJimin memes and stuff like that. Oh, Jungkook and those were so funny. I went to the skating rink with. We're like devoiding my question so bad. But
I already forgot the question.
I didn't even ask. I kept getting off topic, but. Me and my cousins, we went to the skating rink, and this was, like, around the time of, like, the Happy Meal, whatever. And there was, like, a Happy Meal bag. You could tell if it was BTS because it was purple. And we all, like, got out of the car, and all of us, like, immediately went, oh, my God, it's a McJimin. Oh, my God, it's a Suga. And we were, like, flipping out about it. My sister, like, took a piece of the bag as, like, a keepsake for her because she never got it. And this is when she was in her Korea Boo era. Maria, if you're here, I know you're not, but I that was so funny. I don't think she has it anymore.
The fact that you have to say "I don't think" is definitely.
I know she doesn't have it.
The fact that your voice cracked as soon as you tried to lie is wild.
Dude, I haven't drank enough water. My lips are dry.
Have you actually not drank enough? Oh yeah, I forgot.
I just woke up Sahara like right 2 minutes ago. So. Oh.
Shout out to Mama Rodriguez. She's currently listening.
My God, I miss Sharon.
Amen.
I miss Sharon. I told you she was still listening.
You never tuned out. That's a real fan right there. Amen.
Love her.
If I became a Twitch streamer, she'd be like my only viewer.
No, that's not true. I would view you as like background noise to like.
Honestly, I'd be okay with that. That's about the most
like,
I can afford at that point.
If I remembered.
Okay.
Actually, you know,
you could have stopped like you could have stopped 10 seconds ago and
like,
been in
maybe
the
maybe like background noise if I'm like driving, but like you're like at my house, so that way people think that I'm still home, you know?
No.
So,
why
like,
do you
like,
need people to think that you're still home?
You know, intruders and all.
I'm a dog. I'm a guard dog.
Yeah,
that is what you're describing
right
now.
Your Twitch stream is gonna be a guard dog.
I'm not a guard dog.
I feel like every so often you should just bark.
I do that already.
Mm.
My bad. Did I say that aloud?
Anyways, so I have a question.
Yeah.
The same one as last
time.
Okay. I saw this on TikTok. If y'all haven't got TikTok, download that or don't. It's like kind of like brain rotting. But for legal reasons, that is also a joke, TikTok. I love you, girl.
Okay. Mwah. Two things real quick, and then we'll get back to your question. Okay. One, did you just shout out TikTok like you're an influencer and TikTok is an unknown app?
It's kind of indie. It's kind of underground.
Two, do you think TikTok is listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday?
Would they not be? We literally have 400,000 views right now.
Pull up that number right now. Pull those numbers up right now. Do not open like
how.
The Notes app and just immediately go and write 400,000.
400,000.
Oh, you didn't even... Okay.
People.
I can guarantee you're not going to find a picture that says that. you'd honestly have better odds just writing out the words.
Hold on one moment.
She's just pulled up a picture of 400,000 people. That's not even 400,000 people. No human beings can fit into that same space.
Literally every single time.
Hold on, YouTube, if you're listening, please give me Prime. Okay.
What are you doing?
Hold on. Look, this is all our people. Thank you. Oh my god, you guys. Oh my god, Oprah? Oh my god, I didn't know you listened it. Oh my goodness, how are you doing? How's your show? Oh my god, Jungkook? We were just talking about you, girl. Ow! Oh my goodness, it's Miles Morales. He traversed dimensions just to be here. Just like my dry lips. Hey, y'all, that's called a callback, okay? That was from earlier in the show. So if you weren't here, within the first few minutes, I was talking about how my dry lips are traversing dimensions. And David was like, oh my god, dimension hop or whatever, something like that. And so now I'm saying that Miles Morales from the hit movie Into the Spider-Verse and also Across the Spider-Verse is because you know what, guys, y'all should just watch the show, you know, just watch the
movie. I feel like a nurse watching a psychiatric patient lose their mind right now. You turned around and spoke to people that were not there. You named a bunch of random celebrities like they were talking to you, and then you just went on a tangent about nothing.
Check out this guy, y'all. He don't know how to have fun no more. This man don't play pretend. He turned 10 years old and was like, I'm in the double digits. No more play pretend for me.
Man immediately put on a suit and tie and said, I'm going to go to my 9-to-5.
Sorry, I couldn't think of anything.
The classic working man phrase.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I walk into a cubicle, they just go, hur, 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 hur. They're villagers from Minecraft. That is what you're describing.
I've got to go to work or whatever.
I have to go to work today.
Yeah, you get me.
I get you. I'm also chronically online.
Yeah.
What's your question? Is that going to be the running bit for the entire show?
It's just like,
what's your question? But we never get to it.
We never find out. We just keep going back in a circle, like, oh, by the way, blah, 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 blah. And then the very end, we're like, oh, yeah, the question was. Anyways, guys, we're cut for time. Tune in next week to find out what Sabrina's question was on 91.5 M WMFO Redford Tough Freeform Radio.
I have to go to work.
The bit is just, we just keep saying the same.
Just ask the question, please. Oh. This is like Sisyphus. It's like Sisyphus rolling the boulder up the hill.
Fade into the mist, the stone pond, when the precipice comes. Hey, y'all, that's Sisyphus by Andrew Bird. Let's play that right now.
Stop shouting out random people.
Andrew Bird appreciates this. Y'all, this isn't funny anymore.
Jokes come in threes, we're done. We've used up that slot. That's over.
Yeah, anyways, there was actually no question, y'all. I'm just playing. Yes, there was. So the question is...
Real quick, I just have to interject. Was that always there?
For like the smallest second, I got so scared that there was just going to be like a tall man there. I don't know why, but I was just like genuinely a little scared to turn around. It's not that funny.
Marvel. He's right behind me, isn't he? Response right there. That was wild. He's right behind me, isn't he?
Guys, we have company. We have a problem.
Houston,
Houston, Texas, baby. That's where Beyonce was born. Shout out to Beyonce.
Shout out Beyonce.
Shout out Beyonce, my girl. Anyways, can we add like talking like anime characters into our bit wheel?
I mean, you can add it, but I'll hate it. And I don't
think... But you'll still do it.
Yeah, that's valid.
Okay, for realsies, you time.
Oh, yeah,
time.
Should we spin the bit wheel right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, spin the bit wheel.
What's your password?
Say it really loud on camera.
Yeah.
David Knight.
David Nedderton.
What?
David Nedderton. Anyways,
you want you're to muted.
Yeah, but
they can't hear you. What mic were you again? Oh, you're four.
Four.
There you go.
My Dobby's been given a voice.
Okay. Nerd.
Nerd.
I'm so sorry. I was just.
You have listened. You have gone on about My Little Pony, Bluey.
That's not nerdy. That's dorky. That's childish. I'm different.
Did you ever watch the Rhett and Link? What's it called?
Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah, Good Mythical Morning. Yeah. Geek vs. Nerd. Or yeah. Yeah, Geek vs. Yeah, Nerd. I think it was. Yeah.
I used to when I was younger. I used to have my plate of Aunt Jemima French toast sticks, cinnamon flavor. By the way, shout out to Aunt Jemima. I know you're problematic, but I love those things. Please bring them back. They got discontinued in 2017, and I've never been the same since. Anyways.
And then the pandemic happened 3 years later, and I'm just saying, pandemic never happened while Jemima had the pretzel sticks going
exactly.
around.
Exactly. I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to start nothing.
No, yeah.
Not trying to do nothing.
Aunt Jemima and COVID, Pfizer or something. I don't know. Whatever.
You're just naming buzzwords right now.
I would be such a good politician.
No.
Anyways,
yeah.
Okay, what's the bit wheel?
Bitwheel, it should, I think I already pulled it up. No,
like your computer restarted.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, you like restarted? So,
yeah,
restarted?
Like, are you gonna...
Oh, my bad. It's in here. I'll just show you so that way if you ever need to get there again.
Okay. Hey, guys, we're learning right now. So right now his little Discord is spinning. Right. Oh,
so never mind. The gray one that says David, I'll replace it with like a vinyl or something like that. Okay. This has all the dummy info.
Oh, love. Info. Very cute. You're and so organized.
Picker wheel. No, please leave.
Okay. All right. Please leave. He's having a little.
And then picker wheel's right there.
Okay. Awesome.
Spit. Okay, dude. Dog, this is why I don't let you work behind the.
What do you
disc.
Mean, let me work behind the. This is 91.5 W.
Stop.
That was funny, though, eh?
That was great.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Why do you have, 5,000 things popping up? You have Skype popping up? You have Skype?
Why is Skype
what is this,
popping up?
2012?
Yo, sorry,
doing?
My bad. I had to, my psychiatrist only uses Skype, so I had to reinstall it.
Oh, my God.
All right, so, half of these we can't do because we don't have them set up yet. So just spin the bit wheel and see what happens.
All right, y'all. Well, tune in.
Dude.
Tune in next week. We'll be up and ready and bop, bop, bopping to the topping. That's a little precursor for what you're going to get next week, by the way.
What
y'all know that? Where that's from. Please Skype in to 91.5.
Don't Skype in. Please still don't do that. Don't call. Don't Skype. Don't text.
Y'all can text.
Don't come around anymore, actually. We've restrained
that's a,
around
like, here. Anti-Polar Boys song where it was like, I'll be around. But you said don't come around, so it's like anti-Polar Boys. Shout out to the Polar Boys.
Okay. Polar Boys aren't listening either.
Okay, y'all, all for right. real, we're going to spin the bit
spin
wheel.
The
and
bit
then
wheel.
Afterwards, I'm going to ask my question for mm-hmm. real this time.
For real this time.
Okay. Oh, there's no sound.
That's fine. Just turn up the volume.
Oh, yeah, it's muted.
You just press it once.
It's there fine, you. Whatever.
No, wait.
No, it's... Hey.
Oh, what world do you want to live in? Which I still don't think you actually remember what that was about.
Did I say that?
That was yours.
Really?
Yes. And then you're like, no, wait, I don't remember what that question was or what it was supposed to mean.
Was it supposed to be funny? Because this is just a question.
No, I think it was just a question.
Okay, well, we're going to pick something else.
Spin the bit wheel.
Beatboxing.
No, I was doing the wheel noises because they're not in there. What'd we get? What'd we get? What'd we get? What'd we get? Dead air, but for real.
All right, guys. So get ready for a good 5 minutes of beautiful.
Pure
I'll
dead
play.
Air.
I'll play some little background.
Actually,
stuff for you.
What if we just turn on fluorescent light noises for 5 minutes?
Hold on, y'all.
It's not dead air.
David, you keep them entertained. I got this.
Wait, did you turn on the aux? Is that did you turn on
what?
Aux 1?
Oh, no.
That's why we couldn't hear the bit wheel because you forgot.
I just didn't really think about that.
Yeah, this is why I don't let you work on the sound.
What are you talking about? What? This is my show. No, it's not. This is a joint effort.
This is my show. That's like definitely some sort of. That's like, you know how Netflix keeps making stories about random famous people and the struggles they went through?
Sure.
didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, all the movies, like the Priscilla one that came out recently, and Elvis. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Never mind. It's not. If you're not going to be interested in what I have to say, I'll just walk away.
I see the.
Bite I'll walk away from this life. You know I will.
Waka waka. Anyways, 2 hours bleepy. Why do you have like children stuff? Like it's only like.
Is it on the WMFO one?
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, because I have never used YouTube on that one, so they push kids stuff to you right away.
Wow, YouTube really is capitalistic. For shame.
What?
Training what? Session, Dua Lipa. Shout out to Dua Lipa. Sorry.
Just put on the fluorescent lights. Just put on the fluorescent lights for 5 minutes.
What were we talking about?
Dead air, but for real?
No, before after that.
I don't remember. don't scoff. This is. I didn't burp. This is why.
Alright.
Okay. Hey. Mean.
Sorry.
Unnecessary.
How do I.
Hurtful. You good?
Yeah. Okay.
No way you were having technical difficulties.
I don't know how to make it play
YouTube.
Sound.
I hear something.
Why?
Oh,
so
it's been.
Serious.
All right, y'all. This is the Joker, and you're listening to
the Joker.
94.5. Yeah, that was the Joker.
Also, yeah, just turn up the volume on that. This is not fluorescent lights. This is getting contacted by the home planet.
Hello, this is 91.5 WMFO Radio. And you are listening to Health Loop Lowercase by Tetsu Inoue, featured with background fluorescent light lighting. Yeah. And we will be listening to this with no other sounds at all.
Zero.
We will be completely silent and you guys can just enjoy.
Yeah.
All right.
So
we're fading out. Oh, sorry.
So just remember, have fun on your journey. Don't stray too far from the path, and we'll see you soon. And make sure to drive with your eyes closed. You turn off our mics, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Some song.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't really hear the fluorescent.
Sorry, what? Non-existent.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you put on the timer, by the way, for this?
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll
just do it for like another minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have like another like 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Yep. And to be like really funny, we did like ASMR one
time. Sorry, what?
Yeah, ASMR. That would be funny.
Oh, the ASMR one? Yeah, we can put that on the wheel. Yeah. Definitely.
Do you think we're doing a good job? Pretending to be friends?
No, definitely. I don't know. I think it's kind of hard for us to pretend to be friends with everything going on. Especially after you
I
took the money.
I
so...
I needed, I told you I needed the money. And
yeah, you could have just come to me with the money, but instead you forged paperwork. I mean, you committed fraud.
Yeah, I mean, like, a girl's got to do what she's got to do.
No, this isn't like a girl power
thing. I mean, it's not a girl power thing, but like, I needed the money and I told you that.
You could.
And then you didn't do anything. And so I was because like, okay, well, I guess I had to take it myself.
Because it was our money. It was our show. And you just took an unfair call. I have kids. I have kids that don't exist.
Okay.
I got to provide.
Okay. I'm just saying.
It was just selfish. You were selfish in that moment.
No, it wasn't selfish. It wasn't selfish. Really,
can we not talk about this right now? I really don't want to do it right now.
You started it. I'm trying to give you my explanation. I really, really needed the money, and I just didn't feel comfortable telling you why I needed it. I don't have to tell you everything that I do with my life and everything I do with my money.
But when it affects me, yeah, you have to tell me.
It's not really affecting you. Okay,
we won't get into it now, but after the show, I think we really need to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Is it almost over?
I mean, like, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. We're supposed to be silent.
Yeah. Well, mics are off if you did your job right, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I always do my job right.
Yeah, okay, so. Sure.
Don't try to get smart.
Don't try to get smart. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying. That's your problem. You're just always.
My problem. We're going to be talking about my problems now? We're going to talk about my problems right now.
You're always trying to seem like you're better than me.
You have to. You always got to make. You got to start something out of nowhere.
You make.
You
make a mountain out of a molehill
every single time, man.
I
don't understand.
And I.
Because you embezzled my money. It was my money as well.
Basically, it was our money.
It's 50-50 split. Why? Yeah. How does my money suddenly become your money? You took from my side.
I thought we were friends.
We made it perfectly clear that we do this show for the money and the money alone. We're not friends. Okay. We don't like each other. We don't even hang out after the show.
We're still on the show together, and I thought that was something. I thought maybe you would understand.
Yeah, it was something. It was a mistake. Yeah, it was a mistake. So let's just keep it how it is, okay? Let's just not make something else out of it. How much longer do we have left on this?
The song's almost over.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Be patient. Okay. I'm putting us back on air.
Okay.
Okay? Don't. Okay. Don't.
Are we still doing the ASMR thing, or are we just going
straight to the No, I'll just add that to the Google or something.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Hey!
Everybody.
What's up, everybody?
Oh,
you put
God.
Us in the red. You put us in the red right away. It started spiking right off rip.
Sorry.
Gorgeous.
Hey guys.
That was great. Did you guys have a fun time?
Yeah,
that was a funny bit,
fun?
I think.
No, yeah, that was really
that was
I really, really love Health Loop by Tesuune.
That's my personal favorite.
Yeah, we should totally listen to more of these lowercase music. I'm sure that the teams in lowercase music work really well together and share everything.
Yeah, but I'm sure that they pay each other fairly. So, you know, just as good partners would do.
It's
so that's
like
awesome.
As people would do. Anyways.
Yeah.
So.
That didn't make anyone else laugh. That entire bit didn't make a single other person happy.
It was 7 minutes. It was a 7 minute long bit. And then I skipped a minute of the song.
Oh my God. It was just 7 minutes. I needed this.
I needed this. Our life is like a movie, guys. It's crazy.
I'm gonna tell my kids one day about this show, this show right here.
This show changed our life. If there's any producers out there that need some two funny little goofballs, thing zero and thing 42,
why 42?
Because you're not that important.
Wow.
Let us know. Call in to 91.5. Actually, don't Skype in to 91.
Actually, just use our message system. Go to WFO.org, whatever it is. I forgot already.
Yeah.
And just message us.
Just message us.
Is anybody messaging right now? Imagine if people were like, please stop the bit. Please stop doing this.
Put it back on autoplay. Please.
Just play some music.
I'm not going to work for this.
Oh God.
I actually don't know how to look any of this up.
It was like up there one time when we came in last show. So that's all I got. If it's not there, it's not there.
Actually. Oh, should I have put in Health Loop on
the...
Dog, I don't know. I don't think anybody
it's technically
really...
If any of y'all want to listen to some lowercase music, please call in as a yes or no.
Yeah.
But we're not going to pick it up. Just, like, call so we can see the light flashing.
Yeah, it's really pretty when it does that, actually.
Yeah, it's actually... Yeah. You know what, guys? Can y'all, like... Can everybody just call in
real quick?
So that way we can just stare at the light for a good few minutes.
Can we just get a... Can we get a quick... Quick head count. Quick head count.
Quick
by how many people
count,
read in.
For every flash of light, there is one viewer. So yep, I will be expecting strobe lighting like we're at Coachella.
The number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Those are two different endings.
One of them is the letter variation. The other is the number variation for those who can't do the letter so well.
Can you do the letters?
Yeah. 9636.
No, I... No, I meant, like, I used to have a Verizon flip phone when I was younger, but then I was like, this isn't really the phone that I want. And I felt really, really, really bad, because I, like, I played with it. I, like, had it for, like, a day or so, and then I was like, yeah, I don't really want this. And my mom's like, yeah, why'd you give her a flip phone to my dad? She was, like, really upset. She was like, why'd you give her a flip phone? Like, give her something with a screen. And my dad was like, okay.
Wow.
And... honestly, so ungrateful. I could have had a flip. It was hot pink. It was Verizon. It was so
You got
cute.
One of the, like, dangly things, you know what I'm talking about?
I know. I want one so bad now. Like, not even just to use, but just to, like, say that I had one, you know?
Yeah.
I have a
yeah.
video on one of my, like, on my old computer, like, showing off the... Oh, my God.
Honestly, you could definitely rock, like, one of those pink fuzzy cases with the little dangly things on it,
Thank
too.
You.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is definitely, you know, scary Hello Kitty girl core, but you could still get it done, I think.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I saw somebody at Smuffa. If you're a listening Smuffa person, I remember you. He had a flip phone.
Smuffa people would be the only people listening to this, I think.
It was
and
so
my mom.
Awesome. This is the phone that I had, basically. But it was
That
like
is actually
kind of
cool.
Right? Isn't that so cool? Y'all, it's if you look up Verizon flip phone, it's like pink flip phone. It's like the first thing to
Actually, I never had a flip phone. I, like... When I was, you know, sort of my time, and my parents were like, it's time for you to have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
The iPhone was coming in, so I had one of the really chunky old ones. That was my very first phone.
That was like kind of around the time where my dad got me the flip phone, and that's why I was like,
that sounds about right. Yeah. And now everyone nowadays wants a flip phone again, which is wild to me that we're going back in time. Because let's be honest, flip phones are cool. Flip phones are kind of awesome.
No, they're
kind of awesome.
Like, I'm so
mad. It's like
mad
Star
at
Trek
you.
Right
that
there.
That is
you
my
know what I'm
biggest
saying?
Regret. My number one regret in life was me being like 10 years old. Not even 10, maybe like 8 years old and like giving back the flip phone. And then I didn't even get an actual phone afterwards. I didn't get a phone until like 8th grade.
You are sitting there on your deathbed, 80 years old. Maybe you had some kids or something like that. Their grandkids are there too. And you're just sitting there and you're like, Grandma, how's your life? And you're like, it was all right, except I really wish I could have had that flip phone at 8 years. And that's you flatlining.
Yeah.
Your last words are regret over the Motorola hot pink flip phone.
Not getting the Motorola Razr V3 unlocked iconic Y2K phone Etsy.
That is a Y2K. Can we pull up Y2K clothing real quick? Because that was a wild time
for
fashion.
Sure. I've been listening to a lot of my old bops playlist and like High School Musical and stuff like that. Insane. Okay, this is all just like 2013 Y2K. I'm talking about like
this. That's Y2K, but revamped Y2K.
Yeah.
We're talking, you know, Disney Channel Y2K old. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
Y'all play along with us. Unless you're driving, then don't get like your friend to do it for us. Just Google 2000s clothing. And that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. I mean, we had the skinny jeans, the crop top with a t-shirt underneath was wild.
Mm-hmm.
It was all just skinny jeans
all
on everybody.
Just in general.
Denim was big. I don't know why.
Yeah. They're kind of slant. Like, some of these I, like, really, really like. I was looking at the Cheetah Girls yesterday.
Mm.
I love the Cheetah Girls. Love me some Cheetah Girls. But they were, like, low-key problematic with their branding.
How so?
Hold on. See, okay, like this. Oops, not this. Yeah, this. It's iconic, dude. Icon. I want to be them so bad.
It is
bad.
It's just four women in single colored jumpsuits. That is all you've shown me.
No, they're literally so iconic. Hold on.
Sabrina. Oh, one of them's named Sabrina.
Yeah.
And it is the whitest, blondest one.
She was my favorite. Because I thought she was cute. Also, she had my name. Okay, first of all, that Definitely yeah, cultural appropriation.
Yeah, that's definitely wild.
And then
she's the only one wearing cultural clothing.
Not Sabrina. This is Raven, by the way. Raven.
Oh, okay, Simone. Okay.
This one is Sabrina, but there is another one. I don't remember Sabrina's last name. Brian. Hold on.
So wait, who is this? Who is Sabrina Brian? Or Sabrina, whoever you're looking up.
She's one of the Cheetah Girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if she does anything now, but...
I mean, given that all the pictures you seem to pull up of her are early 2000s, I don't think she's been in much since.
Fair enough. I can't find the image, but there was one where all of them were just wearing, like, Middle Eastern, like,
oh, that's
clothes.
Tough.
And I was like,
we
girls,
were.
I don't think that's okay. But in the 2000s, anything was okay.
I mean, we were in Iraq at that point, and they're like, you know what? It's fine. It's whatever.
We were?
Wasn't it, like, 2010,
was
the Iraq War?
Oh!
No, you, not us. Not us. Yes, because every American child took a field trip to Iraq in just, you know, one random day.
And that was the bit where Sabrina pretends to be stupid, you guys.
That's not on the bit, Will.
Okay. Oh, my God. We only have 5 minutes left. Or, like, 10 minutes. I still have to ask my question.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No way this actually happened.
I still have to ask my question.
What's your question?
Okay. All right.
Anyway,
well,
thank you so much for tuning in.
All right. And we're going to be listening to D-A-N-C-E by Justice.
No.
All right. We should quick. Okay. So my question was, this isn't a question that we can even do in 5 minutes. So we're gonna have to like hold off and then
No way.
We're gonna have to come back to it. I'll just say it. You guys can think about your answers as well.
True.
You can Skype us next week, and then it'll be like a kind of like collaborative type deal.
Oh, it's gonna be so anticlimactic.
We're gonna make a Shrug It Out Instagram, so y'all can just DM us straight.
We're not
from
gonna
there.
Do that, by the way.
And we will also have a GoFundMe set up.
We're definitely.
So.
Well, I mean, maybe actually, if you guys want to send us money.
Yeah,
that's
because
okay.
You know I need money. And some people don't believe that sharing is caring.
We're not going back to this bit. We're not moving back to
this
the embezzlement bit. What's your question? Ask it.
Sorry, I'm not even doing this on purpose. I'm just silly.
I know, that's the worst part.
The question is, if you could have any liquid dispensed from your five fingers, what liquids would you pick?
You can pick five different liquids.
Yeah, and you can have them dispensed at like each finger. So that's the question, you guys. Do you want to like answer as much as you can?
I'll start with one finger. I got one finger.
Okay, we'll go one finger each week. We'll do another finger.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful end segment.
Yeah.
First finger, molten gold.
Why?
Money. Are you kidding me?
Molten gold?
Molten gold. Cool it down into bars. I could sell that easily.
Gold isn't.
What do you mean gold is it?
No, I mean, I just like...
Money? What? How am I the one thinking about money?
I mean, mercury.
Mercury?
You know what? Never mind. Okay, molten gold.
Mercury is what you're gonna... No. Hey, pawn shop guy, check out this mercury I got. It's not properly contained. I got a Ziploc baggie.
No. Okay, sure. Molten gold.
Whatever. Just quick. You have 4 minutes.
Oh, no. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, that's my one.
Oh, I have to do one. Okay, so water, mm-hmm. I feel like, is a pretty, you know, standard one to start off with. Just in case I get a little thirsty, like I am now.
So that's your one for this week? That's your one answer for this week?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Water and everybody, there's going to be a poll in our Instagram that we're going to make below.
The air?
Y'all, please comment and subscribe. Like, smash that like button. We will let y'all know when we make our funny little Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that.
We could, honestly.
We could do that.
The picture would just be the Shrug It Out emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle, that's my Steam profile picture. Y'all see me on Steam. I was a prophet. My Steam thing was the shrug emoji. Our show name is the shrug emoji.
You got a brand.
Specifically
and
the
you're
emoticon,
with it.
You guys. Okay. I'm just saying, Shrug It Out was not the plan.
All right. Let's wrap it up. We got to go. But real quick, Mama Rodriguez, thank you for texting real quick. Her five answers. She's already got them ready to go.
Oh, yeah? Thank you.
She's got coffee, hot chocolate, water, Coke Zero, and a illicit beverage I'm not allowed to say on air.
Awesome.
But thank you so much, Mama,
so
for giving those in.
I don't know how you're going to make money off of any of those. I guess you could be a bartender and just make margaritas 24/7, but...
It's okay. Miss Sharon, she knows what's up. Molten
Gold. I'm surprised I'm getting flamed for Molten Gold. I'm still being flamed.
I'm just, like, I thought you might have said, like, I don't know, like, water first. I feel like that's, like, a standard...
I got a tap. I don't have a tap of Molten Gold.
When you're in the Sahara Desert, Why am I going to the Sahara Desert? I'm just saying... Anyways. Okay, you can tune us out since I tuned us in.
All right, fade me in with the music in the background. I feel like that's a good way to do it.
Okay.
Not the music on the thing, like the automation one.
The automation music?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on. Give me a second.
Give her a second, chat. You guys are chat now.
Yeah, y'all can just talk amongst yourselves.
Discussion. Yeah, I'm going to put you guys in breakout rooms. Okay, so you guys can have a quick discussion post, okay?
You have to start mumbling like a bunch of people.
I thought the reading was interesting because it was primarily had to deal with some topics that I don't think are covered very often. What are you doing? We have a minute and a half left. What are you doing? Why a last second bit?
Okay. I don't remember what this is.
The automation one?
Yeah.
Just press the on button, the green one. Oh, nope. Okay. There she is.
Wait, I still have to figure this out.
God.
I still don't know what's going on.
50 seconds, let's go.
Okay.
Is it good? Are we good to go? Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to 91.5 FM WFM at Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Goodbye. I missed it.
It's okay. You're
almost there. It is. All right, let's go.